Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Well, she's one of our favorites, and she always keeps us guessing and full of surprises. And you know what? I'm talking about Janet Paschal, and we've known her voice and her song selection, the message she brings. And then there's this title of student that comes into play. Janet, it's good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you, Daniel. It's always a treat to speak with you, always.
And, you know, we've had some questions, and we just wanted to catch up. So tell us what's been going on in your life lately.
Well, you know, you just never know if you... I've always held to this theory that I never stand and stare at the doors the Lord closes so long that I miss the ones he's opening in another place. So I don't know. I just kind of feel like in the same way that the Lord fulfilled the desire of my heart, which was to sing, I feel like he's fulfilling another desire because I always promised myself... started traveling professionally at 18 years old, and I always promised myself I would one day go back and get my degree. And so when my concerts slowed down and I began doing more speaking, which is not nearly as taxing, I signed on for school. Well, when I got sick, I first started
right,
because I took a year and a half off the road. And so I just started gradually, and I thought, well, you know, this may be something that could work out. And so then when my concert slowed down, I signed on. And I tell you, Daniel, I am just loving it.
You know, you started at a very young age in music. And so I just wanted to get right out there, right up here at the front, about the education, going back to school and all that that brings for you. Because do you feel like, to a degree, maybe you grew up really quickly? And then maybe you missed out on some of those typical things that that young people go through when they're searching for their place in life?
Well, you know, in a sense I do, but the trade-off was more than worth it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The risk-reward was just awesomely in my favor. And I would, of course, do it the same way if I had 100 more lifetimes.
Sure.
But that said... You know, you just never want to leave anything on the table. It's like, and I think it's such an amazing picture of our Father who doesn't forget. You know, we have dreams and we have goals, and life sends us down one road and down another. But always our Father is shepherding our dreams and shepherding our goals. And he knows our heart and he knows the desires of our heart. And, you know, I think he has the liberty to tweak those from time to time.
Sure, absolutely.
But it's as though this is as much a gift from him as it is anything.
When I'm tossed on life's sea, when those old waves start troubling me, when it seems there's no refuge I can find, well, I know. My Lord hides me in the hollow of his precious hand.
Haskell is with us here, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. And so, Janet, as we've talked about you going back to school, you're still doing some speaking, and obviously your voice, I mean, it's one thing that we know you haven't lost. So where do you go to scratch that itch? I mean, where do you go to still fulfill the musical creative side of your brain?
Well, I'm averaging probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 concerts a month, which is about all I can do with my school schedule.
Yeah.
But I have my schedule arranged so that I don't have to attend class Mondays or Fridays. So when I have to fly out on a Friday or Saturday or back on Monday, it's not a problem. So, I mean, I don't mean to say at all that I've left it. It's just, I've made a little more room for something else. And the speaking thing is, you know, again, I just kind of feel like that's something that is a natural progression. You know, written a couple of books, and I've always for years had people ask me to speak at events and just never felt like that was my thing. And now, I don't know, I just feel like the Lord's had me in school in a lot of different ways. So now I'm beginning to do some of that, and that's a new challenge for me. And my personality is such I just have to be challenged.
Yeah.
And so the school is doing that, and the speaking is doing that. And of course, the concerts, you know, that's like slipping into an old pair of shoes. So that's wonderful. So, you know, life goes on.
And thinking back as we're listening to some of the best of sounds through your career, go back to some of the highlights for you. I mean, maybe sometimes it's different than what the audience might say. I mean, the fan favorites might be song A, B, and C, but for you, maybe it was a song that's totally different. What were some of the highlights from either your early days or your solo years in music?
You know what? That's a great question, Daniel, because I think even for me, the highlights change as I get older because my perspective changes. And, you know, as you get older, history looks a little bit different than it did at the time. So, when someone asked me what I remember as far as my career, I always remember being in a soccer stadium in Manila in the Philippines and 50,000 people who didn't even understand our words because we were singing in English and they, of course, speak Spanish and Portuguese, most of them there. And to see the tears roll down their face and just know that you are one tiny little speck in this event that God is doing and moving in the hearts of people. So, you know, that's overwhelming. And it as wonderful as the opportunity is, it also makes you feel pretty small because you understand that you have so little to do with any of
it. Right.
long time ago, I did not know about Jesus and his love. See, I heard about it, but I never felt it. This manna that comes from above. When this life of sin I could no longer stand, I asked my mother, how could I get to know the man? She said, you must be, can't you see, you got to be. Until your
Janet Paschal. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and she's with us, our guest today, plus listening to some great highlights from her career from the best of Janet Paschal. You know, a question that I've had fun asking artists, and I think it's a good question, but typically it's asked of an artist who has just released a new project, or they're in the studio as we speak, and they're creating music. But for you, maybe it's a song that goes back 10 years or 15 years. If you could go to Starbucks tomorrow and you know how Starbucks, they do the iTunes song of the week or something like that, the little cards you can pick up and get a free download. But if Starbucks were to feature a Janet Paschal song like next week, and it would be the song of the week all over the country, and so you had this vast audience that was ready to hear the one song, this is a tough question. What do you think for this day and age, for this time in the life of our country and our world, what song in your repertoire would it be?
Actually, that's pretty easy, Daniel. I would choose God Will Make a Way, because it crosses all the borders. It crosses all the needs. It crosses all the lives, all the challenges. It's such a simple statement, but it just has so many layers, and all of them are timeless. So that's pretty easy. Ask me a hard one.
Good answer. I love that song.
Must have felt strange to end up stranded between an army and the sea. They must have felt forsaken, wondering why God wasn't all he said he'd be. When your back's against the wall, that's the hardest place of all. But somewhere between provision and impossibility, God will make a way. Oh, when there seems to be no way, forever. Forever he is faithful, he will make.
You're listening to Daniel Britton Friends with Janet Paschal here today, catching up with her, and you're back in school and still doing music. So tease us a little bit, okay? I mean, you cannot ever, I don't think, take a musician, an artist, a singer, and say, okay, you've closed one chapter and you're moving completely on to another. So somewhere in the back of your mind, you're probably always thinking about the next song to either write or record, right?
That's exactly right, Daniel. It's like anyone who does anything, it's just who you are. It's in your DNA. In fact, I'm even now listening to songs for a new project. But after you have had the lengthy career that I've had, you have so many projects. And so my question is, why go in the studio and record another project unless you just really have something to throw on the table? So, you know, when I get those songs that I think are, you know, going to make that make sense, then I'll definitely go back in the studio. But our Sunday school class was just doing a study on the 23rd Psalm. And one of the conclusions that we came to was that when David started off the Psalm, his reflection on God, basically, he drew from his own experience, which was he was a shepherd. So his first sentence was, "The Lord is my protector, provider. Oh, man, the Lord is my shepherd." So I think all of us have that wonderful perspective, and it comes from what we do. It's what we know. It's what we're comfortable with. It's what we get our fingers to and our hands into every day. Mm. Music will always and is a wonderful avenue for me. It's in my blood. It's in my genes. You just don't leave it.
So is it kind of like at this stage in your life, you don't have record companies putting deadlines and pressure on you? You don't have to go to the freezer for a quick serve meal. You can let something simmer. And boy, it can be a wonderful feast when it's finally put together, right?
Yeah, but you know what? The flip side of that is, for instance, you know, I do an article in the Homecoming magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
In every issue. So, and the issues come out every 2 months. So I have to do an article every 2 months. Well, being a writer, and I've spoken with other writers about the same thing, it's like, you just find everything in the world to do except write, because you're afraid when you sit down to write that article, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be compelling. You won't have an idea. What if you don't know how to say it? You know, it's like there's this thing. So I think the same goes with music. You know, I don't know how many records we have made when we've gone in the studio and said, well, you know, we still need a couple songs, but let's, you know, go in. And then by the time you're ready, the songs are there magically.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, I don't know. You just sort of jump in and dig in and, you know, your experiences kick in. And I think the Lord kicks in and you wind up with something. You hope it's good.
Welcome, Janet Paschal, okay?
God rides on the water, he rides on the flood. Well, there ain't no power from hell, I'm gonna stop God's wings of love. I feel the winds of mercy, mercy, and the rain from above. God rides on wings of love. When you cry every night over things that aren't right, shout, and those walls of doubt will come down. 'Cause you see, God's not limited to man's degree, and he's not afraid of the armies you see. Just turn around, stand your ground, you're gonna be free. Try to stand tall in faith.
go under and you can't go around, so you wait. Well, even when we don't understand, we're still in the palm of his hand. So just wait, 'cause he's never late. He's just working his plan.
Janet Paschal's with us. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. So you're living in North Carolina. I guess paint this picture for us. This is a fun question to ask because we all have them mornings. What is your, well, unless you're Mark Lowry, then you just have noon and beyond. But, you know, what is your morning routine like nowadays?
Well, when I don't have class, I get up and I do my Bible study first thing with coffee. Well, okay, coffee first, and then my reading. And then I usually do some classwork. There's always a report to be done or some practice to be done, something. And then after John and I have had breakfast, we always play tennis. We play tennis every day that I'm in town.
Nice.
And so, you know, get a good workout and then, you know, home for more reading and schoolwork. So when school is in, it sort of consumes me. It really does. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm just so driven and I love a challenge. So, you know, I'm wanting to walk out of there with some, you know, really good grades. And
yeah.
So, yeah, you know, we moved back to North Carolina the year before I was sick. And I know that God was all over that. And we were about 50 miles from my parents. And then about 5 years ago, we moved about 15 miles from my parents. So I'm pretty happy.
Nice. Yeah, great. Great. And when you're in school, have you had any of those moments where you felt like you didn't have such a public name or public persona? Or are you able to slide under the radar for the most part?
You know what? For the most part, they have no idea who I am. And you know, I love that because it's really a great experience for me because it sort of tests my character and my personality. You know, who am I in the heart of hearts, you know, without the preconceived ideas?
Yeah.
And knowing that I come in with a clean slate and they don't know if I'm Christian. They don't know if I'm, they just don't know what. So it's really been a great learning experience, but you know what? Surprisingly, of course I've been back in school now for a while. I'm a junior actually. So I'm in class with people that I've been in class with before.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what's really cool, Daniel, I mean, you know, I'm a lot older than those kids are. Most of them are in their 20s, but they like me. I feel like, you know, going home tomorrow, the first day of school, and say, I have friends.
It's fun.
But I tell you what has been a nice surprise is that there are a lot of Christian young people in this area, in school. You know, they talk about going to church and we talk about the Lord and we talk about praying for each other, you know, before this exam. And that has been a really nice surprise.
We're an anchor for those who are hurting. Seems like we're a harbor for those who are struggling and lost. And sometimes it's not always easy bearing Calvary's cross. Still I love standing up for my Jesus, 'cause of all that he's done for me. And that's why I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's still the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I'm willing to give my life. You see, I'm ready to be all he wants me to be. Give up the wrong for the right. No, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. No. His hand has held mercy, and for all the love that he's shown all my life, a simple thanks doesn't say how I'm feeling. I get tears in my eyes. So as for me, I've made up my mind to keep on believing in that God who's been so faithful year after year and week after week. See, I'm not out to please this whole world all around me. I've got my mind on eternity. The gospel, it's still the gospel of Jesus Christ. No, I am not afraid to stand and be counted, but I'm willing to give my life. You see, I'm the gospel of Christ. No, no, I am not ashamed of his gospel.
our salvation. Lord, we believe and call on you.
Janet Paschal, we're listening to the best of Janet, some wonderful highlights of her music career, and also now talking about some time that she's taken a little bit off the road, not traveling quite as much and doing some education work there. Now, so here's what I have, because I look at Janet Paschal and we look at Prim and Proper and we look at Kind and Genteel, but I got a dirty job kind of question. You know, Mike, who does the dirtiest jobs on TV, that the guy who goes in. Okay. Mike Rowe. Okay. If you were to invite Mike Rowe into your life or into your past, even to something you did as a child or a young adult or somewhere along the way, to relive the dirtiest job you ever had to do, what would that be?
Oh boy. Well, I guess it would be back in the days when your music was on cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah.
Well, for those young people who are listening, ask your mom.
What's a cassette?
yeah, what's a cassette? So, and of course, I was back in the days of LPs even.
All right.
With the Neelands. So, but anyway, when I started doing my solo work, actually, my first solo dates is while I was at Jimmy Swaggart Ministries, because that was my first solo record that came out. So I had LPs. Mm-hmm. And then I had cassettes. Well, I would go and do concerts, and I would have to carry my product, you know, and of course that was back before 9/11. So at one point my record was, I checked 17 bags.
Wow. Wow.
Greensboro Airport. Of course, I knew all the sky caps, you know, that was back in the days when sky. So I checked 17 bags, and it was not unusual for my bags to be 100 pounds each.
Wow.
Now, not all 17 of those were, but usually I had two or three that were 100 pounds. So, yeah, that would be challenging, I think, even for Mike Rowe to lift.
My goodness. Yeah. Okay.
Does that qualify?
That's good. I like that one. That's good. And aren't you glad for CDs or even MP3 downloads now? They're much lighter.
Oh, my goodness.
She took the seat next to me, then she took out a book, 10 ways to move up in life, then she gave me that look. I asked her, what is your name? I asked her, what do you do? She said, I'm Marilyn Jones, but that's Miss Jones to you. I got a condo in Paris, got a house in the Keys, I got an MBA, I got a PhD, then she looked me all over. She started to cry, then she started to bawl. She said, I've been so lost, do you think we could pray? Then the Spirit came down in a powerful way. And she asked Jesus in, and she smiled at me. She said, maybe you're right.
yet. It's good I ran into you. I think it's lucky we met. Oh, it's lucky we met. Oh, it's lucky we met.
Janet Paschal. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and she's with us, our guest today, plus listening to some great highlights from her career from the best of Janet Paschal. I asked Babbie Mason this question recently on the show here, and it's been a fun question to go back and just kind of talk to people about. But if you woke up with amnesia and somehow you woke up also without access to a mirror or a camera, so you couldn't look at yourself in the mirror and you had no idea your history or your birth certificate or, you know, how old you were, then answer this question. Today, this morning, you're up, you're moving about. How old do you feel?
I feel about 30 years old.
That's good. That's good. And that matches the age group of the people you're with in class, right?
Yes, it's actually very close.
So just look around. That's and surround yourself with that, right? That's the fountain of youth.
Well, I don't know. All I know is, Daniel, they call me, some of them call me Miss Janet.
Okay. Well, there's one thing I know about you is that everybody I ever talk to, they say Janet Paschal is so sweet, so kind, but she makes me sick in this way. She never ages. And I don't know what your secret is. You and then maybe you got it from Eva May, because Eva May never looked, you know, looked old either.
You know what? It's genetic. Really, my mom, look, she is 77 years old and she is just beautiful. Her skin, she has fewer wrinkles than most 50-year-olds that I know. So she has, I think, a little bit of Blackfoot Indian in her lineage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they don't have wrinkles. At least I don't think they do. But anyway, her skin is just beautiful. So I think my sister and I kind of lucked out on that part.
Yeah. And by the way, how is your sister and how's John? How's the family?
Everybody is just great. I am, of course, let's see, I guess going on 7 years out, I guess. 7 or 8 years, going on 8 years out, and Kay is going on 6 years out of cancer, and she's just great. You know, we both just shake our heads, and we're so so grateful.
This world is just a bridge to heaven. This life is just a trial trip we're on. We may see fourscore years and seven before we ever find our way back home. So Jesus, beside me, you know I'll never make it all alone. You've been down
Janet Paschal, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. With some extra time that you've had maybe off the road, have you enjoyed, and we talked about your morning routine and playing tennis and things like that. Have you had to change or even enjoyed something about maybe your home or home life or yard work or dusting the knickknacks that maybe you never got to do or had to do before?
One of my best friends is a master gardener, and she would rather be out with her hands in the dirt than to be eating a gourmet meal.
Yeah,
just loves that. So I have tried to like that. I've tried to enjoy gardening, and I just can't. I mean, you know, I put pretty flowers out on the porch every spring and maybe a mum or two,
yeah.
But I just can't enjoy that. So I tell you the truth, what I love is a great book, great conversation. I love tennis, so some things never change. Although I used to be an ardent shopper, I just loved to shop. And that's been kind of strange because as I've gotten older, I don't enjoy it as much. But, of course, I don't need the wardrobe that I used to need. You know, I had 10 new events, annual events I had to dress for, and I try to, you know, buy things. So now I don't need anything. It's like, well, I don't think I want to go shop. I think I'm just going to read a book. So that hasn't changed, but that's what I love is reading and good conversation.
She watched as they carried her baby away. She heard all the words when there was nothing to say. How could she stay here when her heart had to go and keep on believing when she just couldn't know? It's not about now, it's not about here, it's all about then when there's nothing to fear. It's all about some cruel kind of joke. Had the work and the planning, the sweat and the tears brought only failure and a jumble of fears. It's not about now, it's not about here, it's all about then when there's nothing to fear. It's all about to heal and to learn how to smile. It didn't seem fair when she had to let go, let him slip from her arms when she needed him so. But it's not about now, it's not about here, it's all about then when there's nothing to fear. It's all about then where the mystery's clear, when then will be now. It's not about now, it's not about here, it's all about then when there's nothing to fear. It's all about then where the mystery's clear, and then will be now, and there will be
Daniel Britton Friend.
You've heard the story of Paul and Silas.
Children from the far, like fed 5,000 with two fishes and bread.
Janet, I know people have been praying for you and loving your music since day one. And so I just wanted to kind of catch up with you. And thanks for taking some time. Of course, your website is still available, and you're doing the social media thing. It's janetpascal.com, and that's spelled P-A-S-C-H-A-L, right?
That's it.
All right, janetpascal.com. One question here as we leave. If we were sitting in your living room having this discussion or having some tea or coffee, and I had never been to your home, or someone listening were sitting there with us and they had never been to your home, and as they just looked around either your kitchen or your living room or the entrance of your home, what would catch their eye that would be just kind of unique or a little bit out of left field? They'd say, now, what's the story behind that?
I have a portrait of my puppy on the wall of the living room that I had a professional photographer do. And Max is totally white, and the photographer caught him in the beautiful green grass on the lawn. And his look is just regal. He looks like, this is my kingdom. And everybody who comes in the house comments on that portrait. So that's probably what you would call
it. Nice. Janet, it's always good to hear you. And again, we love the music. We love you. Thank you for your time. And we'll be excited when you get to throw the cap up in the air and flip the tassel. It'll be nice.
You know, Daniel, you remain the best there is. You are just the top of the heap. So it's always a treat to talk to you, and I'll invite you guys to graduation. How's that?
That'll be fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Daniel.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.